The quirk in Tennessee law that lets passengers in a moving vehicle drink alcohol might finally be on the way out. Governor Bill Haslam has thrown his weight behind repealing the so-called pass the bottle rule, and that's leading the loophole's longtime opponents to believe this might be their year. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
Bristol Republican John Lundberg has tried five times to extend the state's ban on open containers to include passengers. Each time it's failed. Conventional wisdom is that tailgaters would like to have a nip to or from the game. Lundberg says that's not just bad policy, it's been costing the state money.
This is a big chunk of money, and I think it's one of those where people in Tennessee, before people talk about raising a gas tax, they want to know, you are squeezing every other drop of money that we've got to take care of this, right?
The federal government penalizes states that don't have across-the-board open container bans by withholding some funding. The Haslam administration puts those losses at $18 million a year, and with the governor pushing for more money for roads, he's made getting rid of the pass-the-bottle loophole one of his priorities for the year. That's served to elevate the issue, but Haslam's road funding plan is controversial, so even this year, there's no guarantee a tougher open container law will pass. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.